The date of the year grafted in the turf with crossed swords, eloquent between the formal hedges, calls back across three centuries to this pastoral place above the sweet river, a carnal liturgy mortal in the dawn. The principals, forthright in disaster and foreshortened to stone, gaze each other pale in the truculent light under the bright eyes of the hooded girl child. She at least is present, golden, withdrawn a little to the company of stalking shadows, flattered to tears by the lion pride, enchanted by the horror dawning over the reticent formalities of the hedges. For love's sake, a virtuoso thrust asserts, crabbed as a syllogism, the scrupulous logic of honor. The casual enemy clenches his plea in a gasp of silence and gives no more evidence before the chief witness. The agile figures, sealed in the long stride of their companion shadows, are startled to stone. I see the drops of blood, humbled by the girl's gaze, blessing the grass. Can seed and rain mingle aloud and flower for pity at her frock's hem, or the eloquent blood spring into bird song, crying to plead stay of execution in strictest confidence of the formal hedges? The shadows are long as snails, the dew astonishes the spiders, the light shivers and falters, the thin pulse ebbs into silence. And she and the man, braggart in their opening of the unstaunched vein, complacent as vultures, sardonic as astronauts, cut the day of the year for joy with crossed swords in the blessed and dishonored earth, laughing to think how it turns its face to the sky for good, to celebrate a brave encounter here on the grass where the blood dropped down between the formal hedges, reticent these three centuries.